In Northwest News from KPLU, a mortgage company's practice of locking people out of their homes before they've actually been foreclosed on is illegal. The state Supreme Court says it's a violation of Washington's Consumer Protection Act. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has a story.
One woman in Wenatchee came home from work to find she couldn't get into her home. Nation Star Mortgage had come by and changed the locks. This despite the fact she'd received no notice and she was still trying to work out a payment modification plan. Sheila O'Sullivan with the Northwest Consumer Law Center says some 3,600 homeowners in the state had similar experiences. In some cases, she says, there wasn't even a foreclosure pending.
One gentleman was locked out three separate times, and eventually they ended up the third time removing all his belongings from the house and leaving them in the yard, and they were all destroyed.
How, you may wonder, could this happen? It has to do with the deed of trust used to secure certain mortgages. O'Sullivan says in the fine print it says,
the lender may come in to preserve the property if it's been abandoned. And so it's been a regular practice, oftentimes, whether it's abandoned or not.
Lenders say they have a right to be able to secure property they have an interest in. But in its ruling, the state Supreme Court determined Washington's consumer protection law is very clear. It prohibits a lender from taking possession of a property prior to foreclosure, and changing the locks does amount to taking possession. This case against NationStar isn't over. A class action suit is continuing in federal court in Spokane. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.